One. All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Ice Cream Social. You already know the vibes. Got your boy Mondo in the building. As you can see, this is our first time going virtual. I do got me a new, the homie decided to pull up on me, man. You know, as y'all probably realized lately, we've been missing out on the basketball content as far as the transfer portal. We've been missing out on the NBA playoffs. You know, shout out to the Pacers. Just beat them bum ass Bucks. And then, you feel me? We just had the NFL draft come up. So the homie that we got, you know, by day, he's an Eagles fan. Sorry to hear that. By nighttime, he's a gamer, as you can see by his headset. So, you know, without further ado, man, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell these folks who you are.
Mr. Cerebral, my name is Lee, man. Mr. Everything. I know everything. I'm the smartest man in the world. So we can go ahead and get started there.
Ah, shit. That go ahead and sets the tone right there. So, shit, bro, let's go ahead and jump right into it. So, you know, as me and you were just talking about before, you know, we jumped on, you know, and mind you guys, right? So let's actually just break down why I got the homie on here, right? So he didn't even say his name. So, you know, feel me, Lee. We call him G Lee. That's what y'all can call him, you feel me? But me and G Lee actually realized that. Name. Did you?
Yeah, but
you said Mr. Now you said Mr. Cerebral.
I said I'm Lee.
Oh, okay.
Just
continue.
Okay. I don't want to interrupt your intro, man. Don't let me be murdered.
Nah, man, it ain't no intro, man. But the reason why we got the homie on here is because he normally calls me anyway to talk about sports. As you all probably noticed from the podcast, right? We really don't give a shit about the politics, you feel me? We just let politics be politicking. We're really here for the sports and for the entertainment. So my nigga's a goofball. He likes sports. He's also a hater. He's an avid LeBron hater. So I figured who best to chop it up with than my doggy bone. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it, right, bro? So playoffs is happening. You know, the biggest news right now that's kind of flooding the streets is Anthony Edwards. You know, they're comparing him to the 84 Michael Jordan. They talking about he's the next face of the league. You know, overall, just trying to get your thoughts on if you actually think he's the face or if that, you know, at that stage and that number one spot right now belongs to somebody like Jokic, Giannis. You know, these are all people with signature shoes. They've won championships. And it's looking like the Nuggets may potentially repeat. So do you believe the hype as far as Anthony Davis being the new face of the league?
Anthony Edwards, man. He
Anthony Edwards. Like yeah, hell no. Not Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a bum ass nigga, man. Anthony Edwards.
He's almost like a mythical creature, bro. He almost ain't real. Like, he's doing godlike stuff. Like, it's really, like, I ain't never seen KD get humbled. Like, going through that series, like, I really see him get humbled. He just seemed helpless. Like, granted, it's not as bad as it seems because Phoenix, I don't even know. KD might be their best defender. Like, I don't think they even attempt to play defense. Like, I don't think they made a defensive rotation the whole series. Like,
yeah, Anthony Davis looked like he'd be kind of stuck in the mud.
Anthony Edwards, buddy.
No. I'm saying, because you're talking about making defensive rotations.
Man, look, yeah.
But now keep going, bro. My bad.
Nah, you're all good. But yeah, I think it's going to be different. I got to see him play against better competition. But if you're asking me today and what he did to the Suns, like, it ain't no sun in Phoenix. It's dark in Phoenix. Ain't no sunlight.
Damn.
They're going to have to change their mascot. He owns them right now. I got to see what he do further down the line. But potential face. Like, I ain't never seen nobody just take control of a series like that. And granted, their team plays defense. So we got to see what goes on further. But if you're asking me today, mythical creature, man. He's Ultron right now.
Damn. So the Phoenix moon. Sun's gone.
Yeah,
moon's
yeah.
Up.
The sun gone, man.
The Phoenix midnight. It's dark. It's dark in Phoenix.
Yeah, I'm about to put out a petition. Everybody need to sign it to go ahead and change their whole logo. They need to. They might have to add a new team in another city to just take Phoenix away.
Do you think the reason why Anthony Edwards is liked so much is because he brings that competitive edge back to basketball? I think we all know basketball to be a competitive sport, especially if you are age, right? You know basketball to be a competitive sport. It really hasn't been until, and I'm sorry to say this, but LeBron, where everything is so buddy-buddy. You teaming up with niggas, you feel me? You going to join the ops. Anthony Edwards, you feel me? You heard what he said to Charles Barkley. He said, man, I'm killing everything in front of me. Eli, I ain't worried about no friendships. You seen him talking shit to KD. Is that why you think people are that interested in Anthony Edwards? Is because he's more on that camaraderie that I'm just going to come out here and just kill a nigga.
Yeah, I think he's just like the ultimate competitor in the sense that he just really don't care who it is in front of him. He even said KD's his favorite player and was like, I'm going to bust his ass, though. Like, it don't matter.
Oh, my mama.
I do think they'd be a little sensitive. They worry about summertime too much and where they're going to hang out at and whose birthday party they're going to go to and all of that, man. He don't care who it is. He's stepping over everybody from what I've seen.
Man, that's crazy. I did just see a post of LeBron picking up his USA jersey. Bro at the crib. He rolled around with his son and shit. He's at the crib. That's crazy. All right, so then, you know, the way I'm looking at it, right, is with the league, they've already given him a shoe. And his shoes, I'm not going to lie, dog, between the colorways, how they look, how I've seen them on the court, them shit's like the next best thing right next to like foam posits. It kind of giving me like foam vibes, like, you feel me, like high school shit. Like, you kind of wear them with some jeans, niggas joke about it, but they really go off, though.
Look, man, I got a question. Do you see potential of Adidas passing up Nike for the shoes? Because Harden got some, his new line of signature shoes is tough, too.
I think they have. As far as if we're talking about today, right? So the signature shoes.
But just basketball shoes, not like you know, dressing shoes.
Yeah, the shoes that exist today, if you exclude all the retros, so exclude Kobe's, exclude Jordan's, and if we talk about the newest Jordans, it's just his ass. But I'm saying Adidas already passed them up. Like, I'm just going through in my head, they got Anthony Edwards shoes, cracking. They got Dame shoes, them is tough. They got Donovan Mitchell shoes. Them is tough. They got, James Harden. Bro, he got one of the best shoes out right now, looks-wise. Cold. And then what is Nike doing? Nike got the bum-ass Luka Doncic. Them is weak. Fucking. And I know this is Jordan brand, but you know it's all under the same pillar. The new LeBron's is trash. The new Kevin Durant's look like Air Max 97s. Them is weak.
Yeah, the old models is cracking, but
I ain't seen the new LeBron's. Them is lazy. No effort on the new LeBron's. So I'm saying, I think this year Adidas has passed them up for sure.
Yeah, my sentiments exactly, man. I don't know. They get a few more athletes. Shit, on the kicks on the court. Yeah, right. See, no new Nikes.
Matt, I promise you, I got a pair of Anthony Edwards in my cart right now. Feel me? Just wait for a little payday. You feel me? Spend a little 150. Plus, they lost Kyrie. Waya Wade is coming up. You feel me? I like the slides that they just made. And then, of course, you got Converse that just re-signed Shea. Shea's been to go crazy at them knitted Converse. Don't let them get another swaggy nigga in Converse. It's over with.
Don't forget them D-Lo's over at Way Away, man.
D-Lo's nah, we forgetting about them, gang. D-Lo not even wearing D-Lo's, dog. He give them out of camps. He give them out of camps for the freeski, dog. I think you gave me a pair. That ain't giving this shit out of free. but speaking of D-Lo, though, so obviously the Lakers went home, right? They got a gentleman's sweep, right? So they picked up one game. Did they pick up a game? They did.
Yeah, they won a game.
Yeah, they did. It was just so surprising me. That's why I damn near forgot. So the Lakers got a gentleman's sweep. But I feel like the whole year and even into the playoffs, they was dogging D-Lo. Like, they were saying he had a problem. They say he need to get up out of there. What's your take on that? Do you feel as if D-Lo's the problem, or do you feel as if the Lakers, A, and then LeBron being at the Lakers is the problem?
I don't think it's LeBron being at the Lakers at all. I don't think it's D-Lo at all. I think it's the team, just the whole lineup, the organization. Like, I just feel like they might as well sign a movie deal and just focus on, like, you know, make – what was that show they had with the Lakers, with the Magic? They just need to do a current version of that because they're not serious about basketball. Because if you look at D-Lo's production on the court, he broke the single season record for three-pointers. Now, I'm not saying that's all you have to do.
Yeah, he did.
If you break the single season record for three-pointers, you've done your job. Like, not to say you've done everything, but I can't call you ass. Like, you've done something. You've produced. But I think it's the lineup. They treat Austin Reeves, literally, I think he's a great player, but they treat him like he's Jaw somebody. Like, he's just an untouchable asset when it comes to the team. And it's just like, you got to have a team structure and play that way. I just feel like you want D'Lo to be a shooter. He broke the record in threes. Like, what else are you asking for from D'Lo? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think Denver's more talented as a team. I just think they don't have enough. LeBron, I don't think he can play the same way that he's been playing all this time. I think he needs to minimize his usage. He's just not going to
be as productive as he was. He's too old. Not the GOAT.
His son is in college. At some point, you played against niggas you playing with daddy. Calm down. Just minimize your role. He needs to be Karl Malone, man. Say some picks and pick and rolls. You be the screener.
That's where you get it wrong. His son's not in college no more. His son's going to be in the league.
Fucking collecting Social Security, still playing fucking for the Lakers. He needs to go calm down, sit down. He needs to go on his farewell tour. Not necessarily a farewell tour, but just minimize your usage. Let the young guys develop, and that's the problem with the Lakers. They don't want anybody to develop. When you come into Lakers, you got to be a finished product. They're not taking time for you to grow as a player. Just like the Clippers. They traded Shea. You think they regret trading Shea?
Most definitely. Candidate. Yeah, most definitely. But I also think the Lakers, I got to look it up. They might have the oldest team in the league, dog. Like, the only young niggas on their team outside of Austin Reeves get no tick, right? Max Christie, fucking Jackson Hayes, Jared Vanderbilt. Them niggas get no clock. They giving all the clock to the senior citizens. Anthony
That's
Davis,
what I'm
30.
Saying. Put some Bron young niggas 40. On the court.
They got Spencer Dinwiddie's nerdy ass in that motherfucker. No? Like, come on, man. We need some young niggas.
Some hoopers.
Yeah, need some young legs. You see, all the teams that's killing right now is full with young talent. The Timberwolves, the Knicks, OKC, the Pelicans are doing good. The Nuggets are young. Everybody young. The old teams, bro, they out of here. They motherfucking
hey, man,
the Warriors,
it's inevitable, man.
The Lakers, the goddamn Philly on their way out. Old ass Tobias Harris. That nigga look like he's 40 and 20 at the same time.
Tobias Harris over me? He's on his way out too. But shit, they better off keeping Jimmy. But he about to be collecting the check too. He's on the pension.
Oh, brother. the Pacers is young. All the young teams is killing it right now. But
so
you know,
I'm saying the Lakers want you to be established as soon as you get in the door. I don't think it's going to be a formula that works in the future. Like you said, I feel like they tank years almost because they want to honor everybody. So with Kobe, it's like you pay him the most money he's ever made, and you just kind of back pay him for the championships and stuff. So you take five down years to have Kobe and sell tickets. And do you want to sell tickets? How you want to win games? I mean, I understand you got superstars there, and you got to figure out what you want to do. I think the Lakers need to figure out what they want to do. They want to go young, develop players, figure it out. Are they just going to keep banking on fucking LeBron to carry the team till he's walking, dribbling with a cane in one hand and the ball in the other?
Oh, wow. So, score update. I don't know if you just seen it. Philly, they out of here. They just lost.
Also, to the crib. They need. I'm calling compliance on them because this nigga Joel Embiid got Bell's palsy. Nigga got half an MCL, and they are forcing him to play.
Nah, fuck that. I'm calling Uncle Sam because that nigga collecting unnecessary checks. The nigga is robbing them, bro. I know he just won an MVP before people start harping on me. But God, dog, did you see the way he's out there playing? He's over there kicking niggas in the nuts. He's over there grabbing niggas' legs. His big ass is falling into niggas. Bro, you're too damn big, dog. Like, stand on your own fucking 2 feet. I refuse to believe a nigga like Josh Hart can drag you to the ground, dog. Stop it. But
got a
I do
want
to speak on. I do want to speak on you. You brought it back to the Lakers, though. So, we talked about the Lakers being old. We talked about them, you know, getting the gentleman suite. You think Darvin Ham's out of here?
Oh, he been out of here. His bag. They sent his shit home before he got to his room. They put a listed sign in his front yard before he even got back to the house. He is gone.
Damn. I actually don't think they should have let Jared Vogel go. When they won the chip, he won the chip 1 year. The very next year, you know, they didn't perform in the playoffs and they let him go. I don't understand why it's such a short leash for the Lakers. Like, I had just looked it up, bro. They've had like 7 coaches in the past like 13 years. Like, you're not even giving niggas a chance to build an actual culture there because you're too busy, A, bringing in these old ass players, and then B, every coach got their own philosophy. So I think if they really want to make Darvin Ham successful, you got to keep him. Just redo the roster.
They need to get rid of the senior citizens. LeBron might be older than Darvin Ham. He might have played.
He played against the nigga.
He played can't against coach him. LeBron. LeBron is the coach. Yeah. He is the. You see the clipboard? That nigga is doodling.
Man, listen. Speaking of coaching and LeBron being the coach, LeBron really a genius, bro. Did you see that JJ Redick is now a front runner to get the Lakers job? What kind of coincidence is that? LeBron and JJ Redick start a podcast on Monday. He get Darvin Ham fired on Tuesday. JJ Redick is front runner on Thursday. And all they do on that podcast is talk X's and O's. He was basically, I feel like, helping JJ Redick showcase his knowledge of basketball. This nigga LeBron, bro, next, he the GOAT.
I mean, he probably gonna own a team one day, so let's see how successful he is there. But right now, he needs to let the coaches coach. Get JJ Redick in there. You still got old ass niggas on the roster. What you gonna do?
Damn. So you think LeBron gonna leave the Lakers?
No, what I'm saying, I think they worried about ticket sales. They're going to give him a farewell tour. They're going to bring his son. They're going to build him a LeBron suite in the Staples Center. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not going to lie. If they draft Bronny, that damaged LeBron's legacy, in my opinion, man. Like, that is the ultimate form, and I know nepotism exists. That is the ultimate form of nepotism. This nigga averaged 4 points for the fucking USC Trojans. They didn't even make the NIT tournament. Them niggas was so ass. There should be no reason he fucking makes it to the league with a heart condition. His ass needs to go ahead and hang it up, be a Twitch, be a Kaisen that ass nigga, take the snow bunnies, and collect the fucking check, nigga. He don't need to hoop.
Man, I think he just needs to enjoy college, bro. He's not giving himself a chance. I know I can't even think of a specific example, but there's plenty of people who progressed through college, got their chance. I mean, maybe not star players, but a rotational piece. He definitely plays defense. He gives effort when I've seen him play. He plays the right way. He passes. I mean, but he just ain't there yet. I don't know why you want to rush the process. He's just not there. He ain't there yet.
So Bronny James is Pat Bev. Is what you just said to me. You said he give effort. He played defense and he passed. Yeah, that Pat Bev. He Pat Bev in it.
What's wrong with it? Man, Pat Bev just signed for 60. I mean, not that money's a thing for him, but it just shows he's valuable. He's a valuable piece.
Man, Pat Bev is a podcaster, dog. That nigga ain't no hooper, man. That nigga is at the crib. Nigga just got sent home.
That nigga just had a double-double, even though he got sent home.
Now we're applauding double doubles. Now that's the criteria to be a dog.
No, I'm just saying he's somewhat valuable.
That's crazy.
I mean, I wouldn't say he's a trade target or nothing, but he hold his own when he's out there.
All right, so let's move from the West. Let's go to the East. So as you know, Miami just got gentlemen swept by the Celtics. What do you think about that series overall? How the Celtics looking? Your take on the Miami Heat, Do you think the Celtics will actually go all the way to the finals, win it all? They're supposedly saying it's supposed to be their year. They had the best record in the whole NBA. What are your thoughts?
I think it's business as usual for them. Like, I mean, they've been doing it, and they've kept those two pieces alive. There's been rumors about trades. I think they're doing it the right way, letting them develop. Jaylen Brown was rumored to be traded. They gave him $300 million. Like, they're keeping them together. They're keeping their core together. I don't know what happened with Devin White. Is it Devin White when he cut his
Derek
hair?
Derek White. Your body. He got the body.
He cut his hair and turned into Jordan. He's like the second best player for real in the playoffs. Like, he been balling. I don't know what happened with them follicles. He I don't know. He shaved his head.
Man, it's because he was self-conscious. See, that nigga headband was halfway back of his head. Nigga had the George Jefferson with the headband. What was crazy.
He cut his hair. He turned into Michael Jordan. I think they let those pieces grow and mesh together, and they handle business. I didn't think that when they did lose to Miami, they were supposed to lose, but they just had Jimmy, and I just think his will to win he wanted it more than them. But they got a talented team. They had the best record. They just doing what they're supposed to do at this point.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that series counts. The reason I say that is because the Heat didn't have their second best player in Jimmy Butler. So it's like, you don't get no kudos, just like the Pacers, right? Obviously, I'm in Indy, got to root for the Pacers, but they beat a team without Giannis and Dame. Right, you're supposed to win at that point, nigga. So it's like, you just beat a Miami Heat team without Jimmy Butler. Bam can't do it all. Motherfucking Tyler Hero out there just for Instagram clicks. Duncan Robinson out there. I mean, he don't leave the three-point line. Who else they got? Jaime Jaquez, he hurt. Like, who's out there, bro? They got us out there.
They got Jag.
You're supposed to win. Yeah, bro, they got just another guy. For those that don't know what that means, Jag means just another guy. You heard it here first on Ice Cream Social. Like, comment, subscribe, man. They got a bunch of Jags, bro. Think about it. They got niggas named Neesmith. Any nigga with Neesmith, Naismith, anything with a Smith as a second part of your name, bro, you're trash, bro.
Man.
Dorian Finney-Smith, you're trash. All the niggas with the Smith, you're trash. Smith Schuster, trash, bro. Stop it.
I'm going to have to go look up some famous Smiths because you might got a point. Even Will Smith, man.
Man, see what I'm saying, bro? Will Smith down bad, nigga. It ain't the year of the Smiths.
I gotta investigate that last name. It might be a curse. Whoever the first one might have did something bad. They cursed.
Yeah, bro. We got a Smith on the damn Pacers. He'd be out there not doing shit. Like, damn, bro, this nigga a Jag for real, dog. All right, man. So back to the Celtics. And so what do you think the Celtics will do next series now that they don't have Kristaps Porzingis? They said he'll be out for several games. Well, you all know what that means. I mean, plus or minus at least three. So you think they can still – I mean, I think they got enough weapons. But
I think they one of the deepest teams. Like I said, they kept that group together. Peyton Pritchard, I mean, he's definitely a bench player, but he's been with them growing. I've seen him progress as a player. I feel like they're just going to add somebody into the rotation. It ain't too much competition in the East like it is the West. So, who they got to have? I don't even know who they're going to play. Orlando? The Cavaliers? I'm not even sure who they play next.
When I tell you, I don't even pay attention to that series. The most unamusing series I've ever seen. Bro, I tuned in one game. I said, why am I watching? I said, I'd rather rewatch Game of Thrones. This shit's so damn boring.
Yeah, I don't know who they play next. I think they run through the East. They might see – if they see New York, I think it's the only team they will have problems with because New York just got dogs. I don't know what it is with them. I mean, that's how them Philly players they got. I mean, the Philly niggas, the New York grit, man. They got all them Villanova players. Them niggas
Brother Colt, will bite thank you. For the thank you. No, you just said the coldest thing about their team, bro, is that DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and Jalen Brunson all played in college together. All effort players, dogs. They all hit the open shot. They all can score. They all play mad defense. And then Jalen Brunson, bro, they don't even need Julius Randle no more. I forget that nigga's on the team.
He might as well go ahead and whatever. Hope he don't got no trade clause or whatever. He might as well just go find him a new team, clean out his locker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he going to the Hornets. They're going to put him in the Hornets.
for some nice rotational pieces. When he was, he had a horrible year. He probably shot 19% from the three. Yeah, he just, it wasn't the best year, and the best thing to happen for him was to get hurt. So the coaches see, look, we really don't need this nigga. Like, go ahead and find your way.
He going to the Hornets, bro. If you, and then they could pick up Miles Bridges. Because Miles Bridges, right, he's used to being a role player. He fit right into that system. Go get you some dunks. He could play with a Hartenstein and shit. And if you notice, every nigga that's left the Hornets be cold. Gordon Hayward, right, back with OKC, or he's with OKC doing his thing. Terry Rozier with Miami Heat. If you leave the Hornets, you straight. They need to go ahead and leave LaMelo where he at. That nigga don't give a shit about winning. He care about tattoos and shit, but.
I don't even think he give a fuck about basketball no more. He's a, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. He was a millionaire when he was about 14, so basketball was an afterthought. He was just talented enough to get there. Basketball was an afterthought. Nigga, got to go buy three more cars tomorrow.
Facts. All right, man, last matchup we won't talk about, man. We already talked about the Pacers beat up on the Bucks again. I'm happy that the Pacers won. Don't really think it was a monumental event. I'm curious to see what they do in the next series. However, the matchup I do want to talk about is the Mavs versus the Clippers, right? So this is a story of Kyrie and Luka figuring it out, right? That first year they didn't make the playoffs together. People were talking about, oh, you know, you need to break it up. You know, people are prisoners of the moment. Then the other side of that is the Clippers have revived themselves, right? So you had Russell Westbrook. Niggas was counting him out, talking about he's a bum when he was with the Lakers. He goes to the Clippers, finds his rotation. They're actually looking better without Kawhi. I think Kawhi deserves, you know, demands the ball a little too much. And then, of course, James Harden revitalized his career with the Clippers as well because, you know, it really didn't work out for the 76ers or the Nets with him. So I say all that to say is Dan, we lost you. I can't hear you. You there? I mean, I can see you. Can't hear you, though. No, I can't hear you. No, I heard a little clicking with your headphones, but I can't hear you, though. Dang, bro heard about the damn Clippers. He said, fuck this pod. Nah, but I can't hear you, though, dog. All right, I think we have some technical difficulties, y'all. He's going to try to rejoin. But y'all get the spiel I was trying to say while we wait on him. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all my take. So I personally want the Clippers to work out just because I feel as if I do want to see Paul George be successful.
We back? We in action?
Yeah, okay. Yep, I can hear you.
All right,
bet. So, you heard that whole spiel. So basically what I was trying to get to is, who do you want to come out of that series? Are you looking forward to the Mavs coming out of the series, or do you want the Clippers to come out of that series?
Man, neither. They both just give a hardship transferring this. Look, some of y'all play who somebody else. Y'all mix this shit up. Now, I think it's important for Luka, though. I think Luka needs to be on a bigger stage. I think they need to challenge him as a player, challenge his defense. He don't play defense. I want to see Luka win, though. I want to see him because he got everything, and I think the only thing he's missing is, you know, the small details. I think they've been treating him like a superstar. He gets to do whatever he wants to. You don't have to even get down to the defensive stance. But I also think he's the best player in the series, so I do want to see Luka go forward. I'm not sure how the Clippers would perform. They might get swept next series, so I'd rather see Luka and Kyrie go forward.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you. I absolutely dislike Luka, bro. I don't want to see him do nothing. Man, it's nothing against his talent. I think he's extremely talented. I think he hits some unbelievable shots. I hate that he claimed he played defense, but I be seeing the nigga not slide his feet all the time. The issue I have with him is his usage. Bro, he holds the ball for 20 of the 24 seconds before he passes the ball. It's like no ball movement.
I agree, man. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I feel like coach needs to challenge him. Like, work off the ball. Figure out different ways to score, how you get your teammates involved without just holding the ball the whole time, setting three pick and rolls, go through 20 of the 24 seconds, and then you either take a bad shot or you throw it to somebody for a fucking bad shot. Like, I think the coach needs to challenge him, but I do want to see it because he got all the talent in the world, and I think he's the best player in the series. And I think his ceiling is higher than everybody's. Of course, Paul George is on the decline. James Harden been on the decline. Russell Westbrook, it's not even a decline at the point. He already plateaued.
He was already rock bottom last year.
He's past plateaued. I'll take that back. He's hit rock bottom. Like, you get excited if he give you 12-5. Like, you really don't expect no more than that from him. And he's, you know, of course, he's a Hall of Famer, so ain't no disrespect, but.
No, I agree. Well,
and I just don't know how competitive they can be, man. They don't got no dogs. That turns me into like, he'll need a dog. But those pieces is important, man. Like, niggas going out there without dogs, and it just ain't going to work. All the nonchalant basketball is just not going to work.
No, I don't disagree. I think it's too many pieces that need the ball, right? So James Harden's ball dominant. Russell Westbrook naturally is ball dominant. Paul George is ball dominant. Then obviously Kawhi is ball dominant. And it kind of makes it difficult to figure out who should have the ball at any given moment. You know, people over here calling, Paul George the new GOAT. Other people over here saying Kawhi's first ballot Hall of Famer. You got James Harden, who obviously has gotten a couple MVPs. Russ has gotten a couple MVPs. I think it's too much clicking up. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like Drake and Kendrick, man. It feels like it's 20v1. So many niggas clicking up. Just take your own team. Go to your own city and build. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I like about the new generation is Shea got his own little market. Anthony Edwards got his own little market. Jokic got his market. Everybody doing their own thing. Jalen Brunson just carved out the Northeast. Jimmy Halliburton secured himself in the Midwest. Kobe White is shaping up to be the next face of the Bulls. You know, you got to identify yourself with just a market. You got all these niggas from – just trying to gang up with each other, still not doing shit. You look like motherfucking my career teams on 2K. Like, yeah, you're just packing on, you're not doing nothing. But
I think the worst thing to happen is positionless basketball and everybody wanting the ball. Like, it's right. Just like a bunch of one-on-one. Like, man, there's roles in basketball. I don't think you can win without a role player or a lot of role players. Like, just play your role. I'm sorry, Paul George, you're great. Maybe you got to be the 3-and-D guy. Maybe you don't get to create as much because there's just not enough basketballs. They got to pick a role and they got to have understanding. And I don't think they're going to commit to that. They ain't going to buy into that system, whatever coach is giving them. This is why the coaches be frustrated with them too, because it's hard to tell grown men what to do.
Yeah, in fact, and I think the perfect –
some of the best grown men to ever touch a basketball, of course, like James Harden, one of the best ever, never going to take that away from him, but – your style of play hasn't got you any wins. You might want to, you know, buy into something besides, like, oh, I am the system. No, buy into the system. See if it gets you over the hump.
I agree. I think, I think there are teams that have shown what it means to have role players. For example, the Nuggets are the biggest ones. Aaron Gordon was the man in Orlando, who came over to the Nuggets. He's the fourth option, and he's cool with that. He's there for defense. He's there to get some dunks. That's it. Michael Porter Jr. was supposed to be the number one overall pick before he hurt his back. He's there to put that bitch in the air. He get the ball. He shoots. Jamal Murray is a certified bucket. He's just out there to score. He's not really facilitating. He's out there to score. Jokic is the key piece. To your point, the Clippers don't have that key piece. They just got a bunch of niggas wanting to be the guy. There can only be one face of the franchise. Yeah. They trying to have four. It's not going to work.
Yeah, and to your point, right, Joker probably leads the team in assists. He's not the point guard, but that's his role for that team. So, you know, Jamal Murray, go get a bucket when we need you to get a bucket. We don't need you to facilitate and all of that just because you want the ball in your hands. And I think that's why they're successful, because everybody play their role.
Facts. Well, all right, y'all. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here, man. First episode, for those of you that enjoy sports talk, man, you know, that's what we're here for. We're throwing some comedic relief in there every now and again. But make sure you go ahead, like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube channel. Make sure you go ahead and follow us on all podcast platforms. No, I did not get rid of Free Spirit Superstar. You know, Rory is still on the pod. You know, he just be moving and grooving. Plus, he's not really a basketball guy. He's more of a football guy. So I'm kind of biting off of Shannon Sharp when he brings in Gilbert Arenas versus Chad Ochocinco. You feel me? So we just going to make it work. You feel me? Go ahead and tune in. Catch you on another episode of Ice Cream Social. You dig?